We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Eddie Krawick. His second pass of 6.844 seconds at 197.08 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. You're the defending event winner for this race. And can you talk about that pass that you made that took you to the top?
Well, it was nice to come off the truck here, make one clean run, get down the track here because, well, earlier in the week, if you looked at the weather, you were like, wow, we might have a rough one. And, you know, we've been watching the weather all week long, and next thing you knew, sunny, all 3 days. So we're excited about it. So we kind of changed up our game plan and our approach. But, you know, to make a good clean lap, first one, go back, tune on it a little bit more, come out. I really think it's important about trying to find that race day setup. So tomorrow we'll come out here, same approach, keep working on it and keep trying to find that race day setup. Whatever is going to make you better, but I love coming here to Summit Motorsports Park. It's an exciting feeling. The fans up here in Ohio are awesome, and the Bader family and everybody that supports us, it's just great to be here.
Can you talk about you and Andrew going 1-2 that last round and what that means, setting the tone for tomorrow and possibly race day on Sunday?
Well, I think for sure it's great to be sitting back and being the last pair, but it's also really bad because you get to watch everybody in front of you start dropping you down the ladder, kind of like what just happened in Pro Stock Car. But it makes it, you know, it makes it so drama filled because, you know, those last two cars have that potential to leapfrog everybody again and go to the front. So it's a matter of who manages the track the best and the conditions for the tuning at that particular point. And right now, our Harley-Davidsons are running really well. They're in what I'd like to say a window, and hopefully that window doesn't break anytime soon.
You have four qualifying runs to put up your best time, but with the Friday qualifying sessions being later and the second one being the latest, and is that really where you feel like you have to have the best bike and be at your best on that second run?
You know, tomorrow I think it's actually going to be a little cooler. So our stuff being naturally aspirated is very wet weather dependent, so we're not as concerned with the track conditions because usually we can navigate down the track just about anywhere. Where we try to educate ourselves is obviously rolling into race day. You want to make sure you have a good Sunday tune up for that, you know, 12:30, 2:30, and you know, 4 and 5 o'clock runs, because it gives you an opportunity to actually be on a racetrack in the time frame that you're running and really tune to the conditions that you have. So NHRA, everybody does a great job to give us the best that they can, and we really know the limitations on us is how we tune our stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.